By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
Let us the crowded ways of life, let down the cries of praise and glad.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We give thy voice, O Son of Man.
This is Hymn History, featuring the Bob Jones University Radio Choir and guest soloist Marion Liverman. We also have a story about the composer of the gospel song, Face to Face. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice here.
When Grant Tuller's mother died, he was sent to live with his uncle. Cruel, unreasonable punishment caused Grant to run away at the age of 10. For years, he drifted from place to place and fell in with bad company. By the time he was 19, Grant was physically ill and in great mental anguish. One Saturday night, Grant was riding a streetcar in Boston, going nowhere, to do nothing, anything.
What a stupid way to live. Why should I bother?
As he rode along, suicide seemed more and more the best solution. He decided to get off at the river. Meanwhile, an old man had boarded the trolley and then sat beside him.
Is there anything I can do to help you, son?
Help me? Nothing can help me. It's time for the river.
Life has been that bad, has it? Well, I know some people
who... Just leave me alone. I'm sick.
Yes, I can see that. Suppose you come home with me tonight.
I don't know. I can't think.
Then it's settled. You stay with me tonight. Tomorrow is another day. Well, how do you feel this morning, young man?
Like a house caved in on me. Say, where am I?
We met on the streetcar last night,
and yes, I remember. I was going to the river.
What's your name, son?
Grant. Grant Tuller.
Will you do me a favor, Grant?
That all depends. Well, seeing as you took in a strange drunk last night, what is it?
I want you to go to a camp meeting with me tonight.
You mean something like church? Listen, I haven't gone to church since... Well, I guess I could. For one night.
That night when Grant Tuller heard the wonderful message that Christ died for sinners and could give them another chance, he gladly received the message and took Christ as his Savior. The new Grant Tuller was as different from the young man on the streetcar as day is from night. He became active in the evangelistic field and discovered that he had a gift for singing, playing, and composing music. Many evangelists needed new songs for their revivals, so Grant would take poems and set them to music. One morning, while Grant was trying to revise some words to fit his tune better, he received a letter from an old friend.
Dear Grant, I still pray daily for you. I haven't been well of late, but God gave me this poem. I wonder if you might be able to use it sometime. May God bless you, Mrs. Breck. Face to face. I wonder. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? They fit. The words fit my tune perfectly.
No word of Mrs. Breck's poem, nor note of Grant Tuller's music needed to be changed. The words and music wedded together formed the hymn which the choir now sings, Face to Face.
Bright and white the story.
brotherly love, continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Gingery with Priscilla White and Jim Martin at organ and piano. Guest readers today were Bob Harris and Ray St. John. Hymn History is written by Laura Pratt. Technical supervision by Dave Harrell. Corbin Tabler is production director. Listen next week at this same time for Hymn History.
It was the crowded ways of life, sound the cries of grace and fire.
Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.